You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's Anna and Raven unwrapping the holiday classics.
Well, sing, sing, sing.
There's a difference between hearing and listening.
You are listening to this, you're not hearing it.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is when we take some of the biggest holiday songs of all time and we unwrap the lyrics and really dive in. And this song, I got to tell you, Raven.
Yeah.
Is one of my favorites. I don't know why. Until I really learned what it was about, and now I just feel bad for the architect.
You know, the funny thing is that when you're, it's not one of my favorites. The funny thing is when you're listening to these songs and they're on every year, you just sing along. You don't ever think about it, right? You don't deep dive, and that's exactly what this is about.
Dan Fogelberg, he passed away in 2007. He was young. He was in his 50s. He had a lot of hits in the 70s and 80s.
For sure.
None of which I know, but except for this one. In 1980, he released this song, Same Old Lang Syne.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve.
This song is autobiographical, so this is autobiography. So okay. It's basically a story of what actually happened one evening.
Autobiographical.
Autobiographical.
Yeah, whatever.
Autobiographical.
So wait a minute. He's saying that this is a real story that happened to him? That's what he's talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
So he was home in Illinois, and he was visiting his family for Christmas, and it was Christmas Eve. He went to the grocery store, and he ran into his old lover. Now, first of all, the fact that he calls her old lover is weird. Like, who says that? Met my old lover in the grocery store.
I think what's stranger is you walk up on somebody you haven't seen in years, and you touch them on the sleeve. Like, you have no idea what their status might be at the moment.
But then her eyes flew open wide.
Yeah, like weirdo.
She went to hug me and she spilled her purse. And we laughed until we cried.
I spilled my purse.
When you laugh like that, it scares me.
Well,
okay, so please just roll
that. But why is this so funny? She spilled her purse and that's hilarious. We laughed until we cried.
I don't know what's in the, what's in that purse.
What did she put fell out?
Why are you both so strange? But please don't laugh like that.
We stood there lost in our embarrassment as the conversation dragged.
What are you embarrassed about? And how like you run into somebody you haven't seen in a while, don't you just say, hey, how's everything going? Oh, God, it's nice to see you. I mean, the conversation dragged. You're just standing in aisle six having a full on
laughing, having this awkward thing. And then you're there and then you cried after that. And then, you know, I'm just here and I want to get to the spring mix lettuce. Okay. And you're in my way. So could the two of you move it? Okay, that's a problem.
Well, here,
that's drunk driving, open container in your vehicle, and I got a problem with that, Dan Fogelberg, and your hussy ex-lover.
It gets weirder.
Yeah, okay.
She said she married her in Arlington, kept her warm and safe and dry. She wouldn't like to say she loved the man, but she did.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Could you translate for me? That was kind of lost in there. So
she said, She married herself an architect.
Yeah,
paper
nice.
Warm and safe and dry.
Okay.
She would have said she loved the man, but she didn't want to lie. Here's where I got upset.
She married him for the money.
She's still married to this guy.
Yeah.
And she didn't come out and publicly say this was her story and this actually happened one night.
Yeah.
Until after he died. Mm-hmm. And she's still married to him. Mm-hmm. And people leave notes in their mailbox every year. Every year. And say, like, hey, you're the architect. And how would you feel?
That's terrible. And I want to tell you something very revealing and hurtful for me. Yeah. There was a time in my life I wanted to be an architect.
Okay.
This could have happened to me.
Mm-hmm. And as I turn to make my way back home, the snow turned into rain. Turns out when they look at the meteorology from that night, that was a true thing that happened that night, was that the snow turned into rain.
So wait a minute. Did they make out?
No, she blew him a kiss goodbye. That's what happened.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, I thought it was worse.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.